This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Invited to join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And we're sharing with you a story about a guy whose recent court decision in the U.S. District Court of Appeals apparently resulted in him being set free from what would have been an 8-month federal prison sentence for so-called forcible interference with a federal Border Patrol agent. Basically, he drove off rather than answering the question about, are you a U.S. citizen? Now, Mark, you were involved in a similar situation just about a month or so ago down at what appears to be the same exact checkpoint just east of El Paso, Texas, where this man was arrested. At one point, it's made clear by the agent that you are not free to go, and you chose to not go ahead and drive off because it would have been inconvenient for you to be arrested along with your family on the side of the road in El Paso, I imagine.
That wasn't the case I was going for.
Because you're going to get arrested. And, you know, even if the charge is dropped later on, as it has been in this case, who knows what this guy had to pay for an attorney in order to get to the appeals court and succeed. I imagine it was not cheap.
Right. So what I wanted was to be detained without my permission.
Okay, you were.
For like 4 minutes.
Yep.
And I don't. The problem with is in that circumstance is that Martinez Fuerte versus the United States, they ruled that period of time it's not significant detention. Why are you here bothering us? And so I wanted to see if we could get something a little more than that going on by simply refusing to answer the question. I want to know, as a United States citizen, can I choose not to answer these questions? Because Martinez Fuerte did answer the questions. It was just the detention that he took the case after he had been detained, what he felt was unlawfully. And I think that there's a good argument that it would be unlawfully, but the Supreme Court didn't feel it was that. That was the case in that circumstance.
Right. So you, and then this isn't legal advice. This is just our understanding, having been paying attention to these internal border checkpoints for years. You're not under any obligation to answer their question. And I think it's particularly useful when people go through and they make these checkpoint videos, because everybody has a slightly different approach. Everybody, somebody might just choose to not answer at all. Some might choose to answer the question with a question, like, just basically batting a question back at the officer. Well, what's your citizenship, officer? Just never actually answering.
It's kind of rude because everybody that was there looked Hispanic.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to turn this into a racial thing.
I think that was a good move.
I think many people expressed their amusement that, I, who's looks for all intents and purposes like standard issue white guy, was being questioned by people who had strong Spanish type accents about my U.S. citizenship, and I can see the amusement. However, I would point out that those people have in them more American blood, blood of Native Americans than I do.
Hmm.
So I don't think that's a particularly good argument, but some people were amused by it.
I do like Kenny Souter's approach, which I don't know if he's used at an internal border checkpoint, but I'm a big fan. I've become a fan of the approach of just simply answering everything with, I don't answer questions. Because then
I said I'm not answering questions today. This is my favorite. I love to give them the
like
notion.
You might someday. It's not your lucky day today.
No. Sorry. Today, I'm not answering questions.
Nothing personal.
Today.
Right. And so saying I'm not answering questions is a way to answer without answering, right? You are responding to the person, so it's clear you heard what they said to you. They can't claim that you acted like you didn't hear them or something like that, and so they had to pull you from the car violently. No, it's pretty clear you heard them. You're just not answering questions. And that also, I think it also accomplishes the notice that you were talking about, how a Supreme Court, the Supreme Court in the United States, has said that you now have to put the police on notice if you do intend to use your Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. So by saying, I'm not answering questions, that's kind of accomplishing that, right? You're letting the police know, hey, you can just go ahead and stop asking questions right now because I'm not going to answer them. And then as they continue to ask you questions, yeah, they're not going to stop.
Over and over. He's like, okay, well, where are you born? Planet Earth.
Yeah.
I did answer that question.
I like that one.
And he said planet Earth is in the United States. It was a very stressful situation. I can totally understand.
You probably didn't process what you had said.
Yes. Yeah. So, not Planet Hollywood.
Your video is viewable on the Free Talk Live YouTube channel. It's Free Talk Live Radio is the name of the YouTube channel. You go to youtube.freetalklive.com.
The easiest way to find it, likely, if you have a Facebook account, is just to go to facebook.freetalklive.com.
It is on the Facebook
click
page.
Click on the thing. Find the videos section. You'll have to likely click on the drop-down menu to get it.
I don't know if that's much easier, Mark, than going to youtube.freetalklive.com.
What would you sort?
Sorting by popularity.
Okay, then that would be the way to do it. Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it.
Because then when you go to Facebook, then you're just giving them more business. I mean, it's one mega corporation versus another, but I got to say, I'd pick YouTube over Facebook any day.
Yeah, I would say that that's not what my preference is. My preference is to get the listener the ability to watch the video if that's what they want to do. You can see my wife's jab at the end of the video where she's like, apparently all you have to do is act like a belligerent jackass to get out of things.
It was funny.
It was funny. You know, whatever. It's a good video, and it's probably worth seeing 4 minutes out of your life.
So a little bit more here from the court case. BrettSanders.me reporting on Michael Sofen, who was victorious after an appeal to the U.S. District Court. Once he was found guilty originally, he appealed to them, and the court basically threw out the entire case, saying the feds did not make a good case that this man was using force by simply driving calmly away from the checkpoint, which was essentially the state's argument previously. Here's an excerpt from the decision by the judge in the case. Quote, while Sofen did not merely refuse to cooperate and instead drove away from Agent Mossman, there is no evidence that during the 30-second encounter, Sofen used any force directed at Agent Mossman. In this case, there is no evidence that Sofen directed any force at the agent, and instead, Sofen pulled away from the agent while his head was turned. Sofen did not attempt to run Agent Mossman over, did not rev up his engine, or, quote, take off, leaving tire marks, unquote. And, as Agent Mossman himself confirmed, Sofen did not threaten or intimidate him. The government argues that Sofen used his vehicle, a 4,000-pound Dodge Magnum, to, quote, forcibly flee the checkpoint because he was enshrined in this 4,000-pound box, unquote. So this is the government's argument.
So the agent couldn't grab him because he was safe on the vehicle is the notion? That's not force.
However, there is no evidence that Sofen was accelerating rapidly, and when Sofen drove away, he did not attempt to run Agent Mossman over, threaten the agent, rev up his engine, leave tire marks. They already said that. Agent Mossman did not have to, quote, jump out of the way of Sofen's car, and he did not attempt to reach into Sofen's car to try to grab the steering wheel. None of the evidence demonstrates that the man's act of driving away from the checkpoint in his Dodge Magnum was forceful. Even if Sofen's behavior could be interpreted as forceful, no act was directed at the agent as it might have been. For example, had he driven towards the agent's person or otherwise used his vehicle to interfere with the agent, and again, as Agent Mossman acknowledged, essentially Sofen pulled away. So that's an excerpt there from
the case. This happens every day in parking lots all across America. People pull away.
We now have the case of an individual refusing to answer any questions from a Border Patrol agent, then driving off before he was verbally told that he was free to go, and miraculously beat all the charges the government threw at him. So assuming the government did their due diligence to find the most applicable charges in the situation...
And I'm not ready to assume that.
Yeah, that's true. There is seemingly...
In this case, this is the question I was formulating a little earlier, is that... This is essentially disorderly conduct. It's refusing the order of police officer.
To talk about that.
And you'd think that they'd have that on a national level, and apparently they didn't. They don't have this on a national level, or they didn't charge this guy with it. They didn't feel like that was necessary. Because I can assure you that this is a local police officer, and the stop was lawful. You pull away, you're going to get all kinds of charges.
That's a good point. And, you know, one of the definitions of disorderly conduct, I did pull it up here. is that it is the ignoring of a lawful order, basically. So then the question becomes, well, was this actually a lawful order? And was he under an order at that point? I mean, is the cop shouting at the car as he pulls away, hey, I haven't let you go yet? Is that an order? Hey, come back here. What if you can't hear the lawfully, even if it was a lawful order, what if it did not connect with your ears appropriately? Toll-free number here, 855-453. You can share your thoughts on the checkpoints.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. toll-free here and join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
If you want to join us online, there are a lot of different ways to do that. Go get interactive at freetalklive.com. Lots of features there, totally free.
Super Beats. It's a supplement that I've been taking for probably about a month now. It tastes great. All I do is mix it in with water. And what it does is it increases the nitric oxide levels in my blood. I know this because they have nitric oxide strips that you can test yourself with before and after. Now, I generally do it just before I take it and then maybe an hour after. I think they say it takes like 20 minutes for it to really sort of be assimilated. And the nitric oxide, as was proven by the Nobel Prize winning team in 1998, that it was, it's good for your heart health and that sort of thing. So it lowers blood pressure. That and I have high blood pressure, so I've been using Super Beats to regulate that. Essentially, you're going to have cardiovascular issues at some point in your life if you live long enough. So this is for anybody who plans to live past 50. If you don't feel like you've gotten the results when you try Super Beats, you don't pay. Guaranteed. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get the indicator strips so you can see it's working. You get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of it comes to you with free shipping. You can't beat this deal. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940.
Now, the disorderly conduct statutes, at least here in New Hampshire, are pretty big. Like, it's a pretty lengthy statute. But ultimately, Mark, you were saying that even though the federal government has failed at convicting a man who drove away from a checkpoint east of El Paso, like it was sometime in 2014 or sometime in 2015 when he was convicted of this, and I think it was late 2014 when he was arrested for it, but basically refusing to answer the question about citizenship and then driving away from the checkpoint, you know, normally, not quickly or in a dangerous manner. The feds tried to come at him with some sort of interference or violent interference with a federal agent, and that didn't stick. And so you've got Brett Sanders at brettsanders.me giving his own legal interpretation here, saying that assuming the government did their due diligence to find the most applicable charges in the situation, which, as you said, Mark, you shouldn't assume those things, but nonetheless, let's go on with what he says here. There's seemingly no legal teeth to stop anyone from repeating SOPIN's process. As long as the individual stops at the checkpoint, refuses to answer the questions, and then drives away, there's, in theory, no charge that could hold a conviction. However, that doesn't mean that the Border Patrol will not still chase your vehicle at excessive rates of speed to violently apprehend you, lock you in jail, and steal your private property. Also, the government can keep their mirage of authority from being challenged, so proceed with caution, he advises, and I would agree
with
that.
Seems like a pretty fair assessment, yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think you were, well, you know, I think that by this case, you may have been within your rights to drive away from the checkpoint, Mark, but I think it was a better video because you didn't, because you just waited it out to see where it went.
Well, a lot of these people are dealing with you know, this stuff on a day-to-day basis.
That's got to be frustrating.
This was new to me, and mainly what I wanted to do was see whether I could get them to detain me for a period of time. A real period of time, substantial
2 minutes or something.
Yeah, a period of time by simply refusing to answer their question. And they did not take the bait. They're just like, nope, we're not going to do that. We're not going to detain you. It's pretty obvious to all of us that you're a U.S. citizen, so get out of here.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
But your question earlier
now, after a patriotic speech, you know, there where he did everything but sing the national anthem. And the rockets red glare. Right. Like, I'm the suggestion being that I'm a bad American for not answering the questions.
That's
look,
said, yeah.
I've got a flag on my shoulder, so you got to answer my questions if you're a good American.
Right, no? Didn't he thank you for helping law enforcement?
Some nonsense.
Even though you weren't
like
cooperating with him?
Yeah, bye-bye. You know, save your jingoism.
Yeah. So the question,
watch it on YouTube, pal.
The question you'd asked previously was, could they have charged him with disorderly conduct? And there is apparently a federal disorderly conduct statute, or whatever you call them at the federal level, code, U.S. code, But it's not as detailed as the local New Hampshire one is, and I don't know what the Texas one looks like. But usually this kind of stuff is boilerplate, meaning that it's kind of the same throughout different places. I mean, it might be somewhat different, but generally disorderly conduct. It's not like these states all individually craft this legislation that gets enacted. They copy from one to the next and maybe change a few words here and there.
Especially if they can get it through the Supreme Court, then it's found constitutional, then they've all got to have it.
Yeah, so definition 2E of the disorderly conduct statute says it is disorderly conduct when one knowingly refuses to comply with a lawful order of a peace officer to move from or remain away from any public place, or so on and so forth. So they talk about how disorderly conduct could be engaging in violence, fighting, threatening behavior in a public place. It could be directing at another person a obscene, derisive, or offensive word that would be likely to provoke a violent reaction. It could be obstructing vehicular or pedestrian traffic on any public street or sidewalk, which is, by the way, what the Border Patrol is doing. So if anyone's guilty of disorderly conduct, it's actually the Border Patrol, because they're the ones who are obstructing vehicle traffic. Day in, day out, car after car after car. They're all getting stopped. Many of them are getting stopped or slowed down and waved through at best, right? They don't just have a clear lane where you just get to drive through. There's a good chance you're going to get stopped for a moment when you go through one of these checkpoints. Well, that's disorderly conduct. If I go if I get one of those little, thing that raises and lowers when you're at a checkpoint. The arms. Yeah, electronic arm.
Yeah, okay.
So if I were to go and get some electronic arm set up on the side of a one-lane road or something like that and start, stopping people on the side of the road and demanding they answer my questions before I'll let them pass.
You're like actually a bridge troll
at
that point.
That's disorderly conduct. They would arrest me for disorderly conduct, but they don't do it to themselves because law enforcement is exempt from the disorderly conduct statutes. But is it disorderly conduct, in this case, knowingly refusing to comply with a lawful order to move from or remain away from any public place? Well, that's not exactly the case in this, because he was told that he wasn't free to go, but that's not exactly an order to remove yourself from a place. So, I don't know, Mark. Maybe it wouldn't be disorderly conduct. Your thoughts are certainly welcome here. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything. Armed Truth is on the line, and I believe in California via Skype. Go ahead, Armed Truth.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I actually wanted to call. It's a little off topic, but regarding, I have a friend at work who I work with who was a very, very, pretty much staunch Republican, build a wall, drug war, because we started talking about Trump. But slowly over time, last 9 months or so, I'm kind of starting to make him lean more towards libertarianism. He doesn't really feel as much about the wall anymore. He thinks, he kind of sees how illegal immigration, the whole debacle they're trying to do, is a waste of time and money and, it is immoral. As well as the drug war, we should stop the drug war. The war is getting all the troops home. So I'm starting to get him more towards libertarianism. But my main question is, and I don't really know is where to start, is where would be some good literature, books or articles or something to show him or give him, as well as kind of myself to read on that.
All right, stand by. Armed Truth will discuss, what do you give to someone who's maybe thinking about the ideas of liberty? 855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You want to learn about why Liberty lives in New Hampshire, why 20,000 people have signed up for the Free State Project and are planning to make their move here to New Hampshire to get active, to achieve liberty in their lifetime, hopefully? Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch this excellent hour-long documentary film produced by Free State Project Early Movers for people who are considering moving here. This is going to give you an outline of just some of the reasons why New Hampshire is the destination for people who love liberty. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. That's where you want to go if you are advanced in the ideas of liberty. If you love the ideas of freedom and you're willing to pick up your life and move for it, check out 101reasonsfilm.com. If you're new to the ideas of liberty, you're not quite ready for 101reasonsfilm.com. But Armed Truth is calling in, wondering what it is that you could share with someone who is relatively new to the ideas of freedom. Armed Truth, you say that you have a coworker who is a Donald Trump supporter. Is that right?
Yeah, and it's kind of funny. This whole election, I think, really could benefit the libertarian movement because talking to people who... most of them are hardcore Republicans and some Democrats. No one really likes anybody. You know, there's no real hardcore. I'm, except for the Hillary fans who are the worst, but I'm for this candidate.
A lot of them are just saying things like, it's time we had a woman president, and I think she's more qualified. They're not really saying, you know what, yay, Hillary.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, we've asked him, there's one guy at my work who we've asked, you know, he's this hardcore Hillary supporter, and we asked him, you know, what is it about Hillary that really is, you know, makes you want to vote for her, that, you know, could make us vote for her? And you can't really even ask her the question. He goes, she'll be the one to turn it around. It's time for her. And it is. You know, they say she's a woman. That I have my sister-in-law. She's is voting for Hillary because she says it's time for a woman president. Mm. And made my wife go crazy. Got a big argument. But, you know, it's crazy. But so I'm sort
so your question
kind of
is
turning one of my – yes, I'm sorry. I'm kind of turning one of my coworkers over time. You know, I've slowly been talking to him about the ideas of liberty and kind of how it should be. And he's really changed a lot of his views. He really doesn't pay too much attention to the news. So when I started showing stuff to him and explaining it to him, it kind of clicked in his head like, wow, you know, he's never really thought of that or seen any of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, what is some good literature? You know, we've watched a couple Ron Paul videos. Stuff is good, but I was wondering, what would it be good to show them to say, hey, you know, read this or go to this website?
This is one of the hardest questions. I mean, because there's so much out there that is of a liberty-oriented viewpoint that is written down.
And good.
And very, very good. So I guess really the question should be more specific in terms to, like, how far along is he? Does he need to hear things on one topic or another? Does he just need a general overview of the ideas of liberty? How much can he tolerate reading? Some people don't like to read at all. Some people prefer to watch a video or something like that. And
there's always the philosophy of liberty video.
Or there's the philosophy of liberty pamphlet. So are we talking about, are you looking for a book? Or are you looking for like a trifold?
Yeah, he's not going to sit down and read a 400-page book on the idea
then
of
I would
liberty.
Go with the philosophy
I'm
of liberty.
Quick.
You're looking for something that's small, that's going to go over the ideas of freedom, basically, just generally, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just
that, I think,
them,
the
you know,
philosophy of liberty is the best thing you can do. So there's a video online that is called The Philosophy of Liberty. It was made, I believe, by Ken Schoolander. At least he wrote it. Somebody else animated and voiced it, I think. And this thing's been around forever. It was actually a Flash presentation years ago, and then someone took it and exported it into video format. It's been on YouTube ever since. So if you search YouTube for The Philosophy of Liberty, that should bring it up. It's on the Free Keen YouTube channel as well. It was actually the first video that I uploaded to the Free Keen YouTube channel. So if you want to find it there, you can do that. There's also a printed version of The Philosophy of Liberty. So the video's excellent. It uses like stick figure animation. So it's as simple and as basic a primer on the ideas of freedom as you can
get. It's actually on the libertarian bingo game. So, you know, the notion is this is made by people who don't particularly like libertarians. So, you know, the philosophy of liberty, you got to watch this video, is one of the things on the libertarian bingo game. And if you've experienced any of these things in dealing with a libertarian, you get to mark that thing in. So there you go.
Because it's a good one. And so what we did was a few years ago here in Keene, some of the activists decided we wanted to have a generic liberty flyer, because we've got flyers for different issues like jury nullification, for instance, and, you know, court outreach, plea deal, etc. But we didn't really have anything that specifically dealt with liberty. So we took the text from The Philosophy of Liberty, we transcribed the entire thing, and then we broke it down, we simplified it, we cut out entire portions, and basically made a simplified version of the Philosophy of Liberty video that fit onto an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper in a trifold format. And that flyer is available for anyone who wants it to download. Just go to tools.freekeen.com. That's tools.freekeen.com. And you can find the full printable flyer in high resolution. You can download it, send it to your favorite printer, and, you know, then give it to your buddy. Or, you know, if you just want to give him the link to it, and if he's willing to read it online, he can just read it in digital form in that way. But it's actually a pretty nice outreach tool. So if you were going to be doing some kind of an outreach booth or, you know, hitting up the county fair, for instance, or a concert venue, you know, a place where a lot of people are going to be. This is a good flyer to just hand out to people. And it's generic, so it works anywhere. It's not like a New Hampshire-specific thing. So anyone is welcome to do it. Go to tools.freekeen.com. Does that help you at all, Armtruth?
Yeah, it does. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good luck with that guy, and thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that's where a lot of the tools that we've talked about here on Free Talk Live are located, as far as, you know, activist outreachy kind of things. The Philosophy of Liberty, though, is probably the most generic one, but there's also pretty good jury nullification flyer, although it's New Hampshire-specific. There's also a good plea deal flyer, which is not as New Hampshire-specific. And so some good info. You're welcome to use it.
Yeah, and one of the ways that, you know, this is what Free Talk Live is about, is attempting to bring these ideas to people who, for instance, want to listen to talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
So Free Talk Live doesn't encapsulate it as quickly as the philosophy of liberty. We're more like libertarian water torture, you know, drip, drip, drip over time.
Yeah.
We drop the message in. But, you know, there different people want to consume in different fashions. You know, maybe this guy needs to get read some Ludwig von Mises, or
doesn't sound like it.
Doesn't sound like it either. You know, that's pretty academic stuff, but it can be very convincing. Murray Rothbard can be a very convincing author to some young academic-minded young men and women out there, and, you know, convert a lot of people. There's fiction writers, obviously Heinlein and Ayn Rand. These people have been, you know, credited for bringing people into the liberty ranks. Lots of new fiction out there, too.
Yeah, this is why it's important to know your audience. So, you know, if you know who you're dealing with, if this person is someone who would enjoy an academic book, there are plenty of texts like that for the libertarian movement. If it's someone who, you know, you can ask them, too. Like, hey, you seem interested in these ideas we've been discussing. Would you like to learn more about it? And if so, would you prefer a video, an 8-minute video, or would you prefer a pamphlet? And you know, get their preference, because you want to give them something they're going to want to consume.
Sure.
You don't want to waste your time. You don't want to waste their time. You don't want to waste your money.
And if you're just talking to people at work and that sort of thing, it's obviously a great way to do these things. When you pose your question, don't pose it like this. Do you have the right to tax me to send your kid to school? Pose it like this. Do I have the right to tax you to send my kid to school? So make yourself the villain in these circumstances, rather than putting the person on the defensive.
In that way,
you can, you know, hey, then you can give them the idea of what it might feel like to be a victim.
No doubt. Hey, by the way, I was informed by one of our producers, SciPhase, that the arm that I was talking about, the electronic arm that you see at, like, railroad crossings and checkpoints, there's a name for it, and it's called, apparently, a boom barrier or a boom gate.
Toll-free
number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Join us on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you. If you want to dial in now and join us here at 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. We were discussing disorderly conduct and whether or not driving away from a checkpoint, specifically the internal checkpoints run by the Border Patrol in Texas, where one man in the El Paso area was convicted initially of so-called forcibly interfering with a federal Border Patrol agent, but then later on appeal, the entire charge was overturned, the entire thing was reversed, and he was set free. And that was basically because the court said, well, we don't think that this was forcible. He did not break away from the grasp of the agent. He didn't shove the agent. He didn't target him with his car. He just simply drove off after not answering the agent's questions about whether or not he was a U.S. citizen. And so that opens up a big question of whether or not someone would be able to get away with this in the future. I would say probably not, at least not initially, because they don't put out a notice to all the Border Patrol agents saying, whoa, everybody, heads up! There's this case, Mr. Sofin out of Florida, who was at the El Paso checkpoint, and he was let go. Later on, by the courts, they overturned our arrest. You shouldn't be arresting anyone who drives away. They won't send that notice out, because there really is no punishment for the officers involved. It's not like this guy is going to be getting, at least not at this point, there's not yet a civil penalty. you know, meaning that he hasn't had a civil case that he's filed against the Border Patrol for an unlawful detention. He wasn't unlawfully detained. He was unlawfully arrested later on down the line, but they would argue that, well, we didn't think it was unlawful, so therefore, you know, there wasn't any malice on our part. We thought we were doing what was legal by arresting him for this, you know, fallacious charge. And so the next time this happens, if you try this, for instance, if you just decide you don't want to answer the question and say, toodles, and just, you know, start driving away and they come after you, well, first of all, you'll be lucky if you survive them coming after you, right? They could run you off the road. They could, you know, crash into your car. They could start a fire. I mean, who knows what could happen to you?
They could shoot at you and say they thought that you were pulling a weapon.
Absolutely.
I mean, anything they want to do.
So I don't recommend doing what this guy did. I think what he did was ballsy, and I commend him for it. You know, way to go, man. And especially the fact that he continued on and didn't just take it lying down, and he went and he appealed and ultimately was victorious. Kudos to him. But ultimately, you're taking your own life in your hands here. You shouldn't be, but that's ultimately what's happening when you give the police the opportunity to pursue you in a hot pursuit, in a chase, which is what ultimately happened in this case. Even though he didn't even know he was being chased, because apparently the police passed him during the chase, not realizing which car they were looking for or whatever. So anyway, it comes back down to a question of disorderly conduct and, you know, where do you draw that line, or where is the line drawn on what is considered disorderly conduct? There's a lot of words in the disorderly conduct statute. There are areas in which you could push a bus through as far as what could be considered disorderly conduct. Going through more of this statute here, this is the state of New Hampshire's variant on this. Now, each state slightly different, but many very, very similar. So I read off some of the qualifications earlier. One of them is knowingly refusing to comply with a lawful order of a peace officer to move from or remain away from any public place. So that's where our friend James Cleveland, our sometimes co-host here on Free Talk Live, got into some hot water outside of a scene of a suicide. He was on the other side of a building when a state trooper told him, "You got to move back. You're too close to the situation. You got to move back."
And he moved back.
And then another state trooper came up and said, "You got to move back again."
Right.
And he moved back again.
I point out on the first occasion, he moved back to where the trooper found acceptable. And the second occasion, he moved back to where the trooper found acceptable. And then a third time, another trooper, or was it the same one as the
different
second?
Different trooper the third time, I believe.
Different trooper comes up, wants to move him back again. Now, remember, he'd already been cleared twice to stand where he was by two different troopers. So, I mean, where can they move him to? Cleveland?
Well, and that's ultimately one of the questions that was even asked by the judge in the case, Judge Burke here in Keene, the district court judge, was, well, where do you draw the line on disorderly conduct? Okay, it's clear that the troopers can make they can give this order to move. They can tell you, "You're in danger, son. You're going to need to move out of here." And that's sort of the classic lawful order, right?
They're public safety officers, right?
And the judge asked this, and I think it was one of the most important questions that one could ask in this case, was how far is lawful?
Well, they didn't get
a mile,
but he didn't get an answer. And I think this is really, like, court's supposed to give answer questions, and it didn't.
Right.
And the judge ultimately found him guilty, I believe.
He did.
He found him. He asked that question, didn't get an answer to it, and then found him guilty.
Which,
I want to know the answer. When a police officer tells me that I have to move back, how far is too far? What they're going to say is a safe distance. Well, two officers thought that they had moved to a safe distance, and a third one didn't. Exactly. Do I have to interview every stinking law enforcement officer in the damn country when somebody wants me to do something?
And whose safety? Is it the officer's safety that we're concerned with, or the individual's safety that we're concerned
with? We're not concerned with safety. We're concerned with cops telling people what to do.
Yes.
That's what this was all about.
Right. And in James's case, he appealed, just like this guy at the Border Patrol checkpoint appealed. And it's always those lower courts that rule in the favor of the state almost every single time. If you want to get a decent ruling, you've got to go up, which unfortunately means more money, which means more attorney's fees and things like that. But James appealed, and he did bring an attorney in for the jury trial. He ended up defeating the resisting arrest charge at the jury, so he was convicted of that under the judge, but the jury kicked that one out, and the jury was hung on the question of disorderly conduct. And I think those questions of, well, how far is too far? How far can these cops say, move back 20 miles? I mean, most people would say that's ridiculous, right? But where does the,
It's not ridiculous when they create things like free speech zones and they tell you, oh yeah, all you protesters are going to have to go in that 20 by 20 fenced in area.
Well, I think that's ridiculous, but some people might not. And so at what point does the amount of distance become ridiculous? If I say, move back a mile, that sounds, to me, that's ridiculous. Someone else might say, well, there could be a explosion that goes off, and it could possibly, nuclear explosion here, it could hurt someone.
There's always the possibility of a very large explosion.
But, you know, move back 20 feet, okay, most people are going to say that sounds more reasonable. Move back 200 feet, move back 2,000 feet, move back 2 miles. I mean, at what point does it become absurd and no longer a lawful order? So those things aren't clear in the disorderly conduct statute, but further, there's more that could count as disorderly conduct. He who causes a breach of the peace, purposely causes a breach of the peace, public inconvenience, annoyance, or alarm, or recklessly creates a risk thereof by A, making loud or unreasonable noises in a public place, making loud or unreasonable noises in a private place, which can be heard in a public place or other private places, which noises would disturb a person of average sensibilities.
Right.
Now, what does that mean?
Who knows?
What is a person of average sensibilities and, you know, noises? Wait a minute. Isn't free speech a noise? When I'm making words with my mouth, am I not making noise?
I can tell you that most people don't like it when I start talking about my beliefs on politics.
No doubt. And so are those loud and unreasonable and disturbing to someone who is of average sensibilities? Or B, disrupting the orderly conduct of business in any public or government facility? Now, again, I'm reading these with the idea of could these have been applied to the man in El Paso? I realize I'm reading New Hampshire statute, but it's just the disorderly that I'm easily able to pull up. So was he disrupting orderly conduct of business? Not really. He left sooner than they would have liked him to. Is that a disruption of the orderly conduct of business? I mean, he wasn't disorderly in the way that he left. The testimony was that he just kind of left normally. He didn't wheel his vehicle towards the officer or threaten anyone. He just kind of pulled away, didn't accelerate, didn't burn out his tires or anything like that. Part C, disrupting any lawful assembly or meeting of persons without lawful authority. So there's just a lot of this kind of general disrupting statements here that maybe you could have gotten him under because he was making noise or disrupting the orderly conduct of business. But either way, I would say it'd be a tough call to get him convicted on some of this. And when it comes to disorderly conduct, really it comes down to the question of, do you want to argue in court whether or not this officer was correct in giving a lawful order? Was this officer right or not? The officer sure does think he was right, and that's why he's arresting you for it.
Right,
or
and
why
Western civilization would crumble is always what they come back to. Look, if we don't do what the police say, Western civilization crumbles. But that argument didn't hold water in Nuremberg, and it wouldn't hold water here.
So you want another example of this? Go to freekeen.com. There's a video I just posted. It's actually 2 months old, but I finally got around to cutting it up today, of me outside of a Ben Carson campaign event where Keene police threaten me and tell me I need to get over to this certain area outside of an alleged secure zone or else I'm going to be arrested, presumably for disorderly conduct, but I didn't get what for. It was likely going to be for that. And the officer in this case, Jason Short, threatens me because I'm not moving fast enough. So I'm actually leaving as he had requested, like Dave Ridley does, slowly backing out from a situation. But he said he was going to arrest me if I didn't get out within 3 seconds. And I don't think it would have held water, but I didn't feel like getting arrested that day. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.